that unsettled weather now moving to the east. On Wall Street this morning, stocks at the moment are mixed. The Dow is trading about 60 points higher, while the NASDAQ Composite Index 13 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Baltimore County Police say a 16-year-old boy was gunned down on the Lansdowne High School campus Tuesday. Shots were fired in the parking lot of a shopping center on Hollins Ferry Road, and the suspect chased the victim onto school grounds where he shot him several times before fleeing. The shootings happened after students were dismissed for the day. The victim was a Lansdowne student but did not attend classes yesterday. Anne Arundel County Police are looking for the suspect who robbed the Lion's Den adult store in Brooklyn Park. Police say the suspect approached the counter of the Brooklyn Park shop, pulled a long machete-style knife from his pants, and demanded money from the register. The suspect fled on foot, and anyone with information in the case is asked to call police. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds, Cow Palace, and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Grayson Rodriguez takes the hill this afternoon at 105 in Fort Myers. Orioles and Twins. Rodriguez's second start of the spring, feeling pretty good after the lat strain from a year ago, talking about expectations for 2025.
I think they're high. I think it's going to be really fun. The clubhouse is excited. You know, I think we're ready to get after it, do a little bit better than what we did last year. The goal's World Series, so a lot of guys are excited.
Ravens news, did the price for Derrick Henry just go up? Eagles GM Howie Roseman announcing yesterday a two-year, $41.2 million contract extension that makes Saquon Barkley the highest paid running back in NFL history. The deal includes $36 million guaranteed. By contrast, Derrick Henry signed a two-year, $16 million contract with the Ravens last year. Here's Ravens GM Eric DaCosta's philosophy.
Howie Roseman, great GM, went out and got Saquon, and they won a Super Bowl. And these are guys that touch the ball. These are guys that impact games. I think they're looked at as probably replaceable by some people. But if you've got a great one, if you've got a historic one, you can't replace those guys. They impact the game in many different ways, and they create nightmares for defenses.
So the Ravens have one of those. What's Eric going to do? By the way, Barkley outrushed Henry by only 84 yards last season, and Henry outscored Barkley by 3 rushing touchdowns. Coming up in 30 minutes, why Corbin Burns is in Arizona. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At 1107, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
We've got some rain this morning, showers and storms possible in the afternoon, some gusty winds with a few of those storms. 62 today. Tomorrow's dry, breezy, cooler, 52 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
58 degrees in Bel Air, 57 in Halethorpe, and 55 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. If you're on the roads, please be careful. I hear the rain is really coming down in the Baltimore region, and it doesn't look like it's going to get any better anytime soon. So please, if you're out there driving, drive safely. And you know what? You don't even have to touch the dial. Just leave it right there. Don't get distracted. Leave it right on WCBM 680. If you're just joining us, I have to ask you, where the heck have you been? Of course, we were talking about Trump's address last night. Many of you believe that he did a great job. Some people are a little skeptical of that, and I understand it. And of course, we have our question of the day that is at WCBM.com, and that's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. And the question is, do you think Democrats will take back Congress in 2026? Right now, 96% of you say no, 4% of you say yes. I'm on the no side after what I saw last night. Now, if Democrats get their attitudes together and they stop throwing tantrums, then possibly. But if they continue to act as if they did last night during the address, where they're pouting, walking out, some people didn't even show up, then no, I don't think they're going to win any seats in the House or the Senate, because I do believe the people are over it. I think people want results. I think Congress right now still has a, 24% approval rating altogether? People want results. President Trump right now has a 52% approval rating. So you're not overcoming that anytime soon, Democrats. You're going to have to get it together, you know, honestly. And look, I'm one of those people. I'm here in Maryland, stuck in a blue state like many of you. And I really need Democrats to get it together. I do. Even in Annapolis. Before the break, we were talking about the juvenile crime. And, you know, I heard during the break a story about a juvenile that is continuing to commit crimes time and time again, and how lenient the system is on them. This is the same. It's the same story every single time. Luckily, we do have some people that are willing to stand up. Many Republicans in Annapolis do that on a daily basis, but they are in the minority. But I did want to play the sound for you, because Carroll County Sheriff DeWeese, he's calling for juvenile accountability, along with the top prosecutor, the state's attorney. I just, you know, at the same time, it's kind of like, look, they're not going to really take heed to this because they're Republicans. You know how they're going to treat this. But I still want you to hear it, because I do believe that some Democrats in Annapolis do listen to the show. So take a listen.
It is blatantly obvious to me that lawmakers are willing to sacrifice your safety and your security to save Mr. Bond. But I'm sorry, he can't be saved. He needs to be in jail for a long, long time so he doesn't kill again.
The Carroll County Sheriff takes aim at lawmakers and DJS Secretary Vincent Schiraldi for allegedly allowing a violent teen to slip through the cracks.
Today, officials announced the arrest of 19-year-old Darius Bond in connection with a hit and run that killed 55-year-old Terry Cowell last year. The sheriff says he holds Schiraldi responsible for Cowell's death.
He's no longer a political liability for the governor. He's a public safety risk for the governor.
Fox 45's Alexa Ashwell was there when leaders announced the indictment against the teen and joins us live from Carroll County with the sheriff's response. Alexa?
Hi, Mary. We also heard from the family of this victim. Collectively, they believe their loved one's death could have been prevented.
It's been 6 months since 55-year-old Terry Crow was killed in a hit-and-run crash in Tawnytown. Here today, his family.
He was a son, a husband, a father.
Good afternoon.
Alongside the sheriff of Carroll County, who believes Crow's blood is on the hands of lawmakers and DJS Secretary Vincent Schiraldi.
Bond is half of the problem in our system. The other half of the problem is any delegate or senator that passed legislation to make it difficult to hold individuals like Mr. Bond accountable for their criminal activity. The governor for signing legislation that makes us all less safer. The DJS secretary for doing such a poor job with violent juvenile offenders. And any judge that thought this individual should be released from jail to accumulate more victims. You are all indirectly responsible for Mr. Crowell's death.
And that was Carroll County Sheriff, Sheriff DeWeese. And I have to say that I thought that was a pretty great message on his part. And he had the press conference there. As I mentioned, the state's attorney, Haven Shoemaker, was there. Obviously, there were police officers that were standing there as well and the families. And I have to say, you know, if there's any time or ever a time for Democrats to listen to a Republican, I would think it would be now. I think that, you know, having somebody like Sheriff DeWeese, who's respected on both sides of the aisle, he's respected in many different ways, especially how he deals with immigration and how he deals with, you know, crime and violence in general in Carroll County. And so it'll be interesting to see. I would love to see, you know what? I would love to see if there was, if we had, whether it was Senator Justin Reedy, I know he's in Carroll County. I know Chris West. If we could have one of those Carroll County legislators bring Sheriff DeWeese to Annapolis to directly speak to Governor Moore, I wonder if that would make a difference. Because he's a no-nonsense kind of guy. And I love his wife, too. No-nonsense. You know, possibly it's time to take him there to speak to him directly. And maybe address, you know, their Democrat colleagues directly. You have nothing to lose at this point. And everything to gain. So, you know, we'll see what happens on that. I just wanted to kind of drop that with you. At least we have somebody speaking out, but, you know, besides those legislators in Annapolis. To those members, whether it's, you know, county executives, whether it's county council members or what have you, you know, not everybody, not all of you are in very safe districts. So I just want to kind of remind you, yes, it's a very blue state, but if you're looking at some of the, even the county council seats in Baltimore County, a Republican can win in some of these areas. And if you are looking to hold on to the majority and hold on to the seats, I just want to let you know that there could always be a possibility that you don't hold on at all. Now, of course, that's great news for me, a Republican, but at the same time, if you want to continue to ignore this juvenile crime problem, you could do that. But I don't think it's going to do any favors, many of you that are in swing districts. Just a thought. Just a thought. All right. I know before I was talking about Stephen A. Smith. And I do want to get to that, but I want to get to that when we have a little more time. Real quick, you know, when we started the week out, I did mention Pam Bondi and, you know, how she sat down with Sean Hannity for an interview. And she said, yeah, you know, just so you realize this, we did get a hold of the South District New York office. And the federal agents in that office said that they were going to bring the Epstein files to me. Well, I think that's great, and I believe that she mentioned to Sean Hannity that it was a truckload of files that were delivered on Friday of last week by 8 a.m., as she said that they were going to be. So my first thought with that was, okay, if they delivered them on time, and you believe you have all of them, and all of this came from a whistleblower, clearly there wasn't much pushback because you got it done. They're combing through these files. She told us that there were files on her desk. Apparently, those files were just old call logs that we already had. Well, when we were talking about this on Monday, I continued to say I didn't believe her. Remember we were using the quote, I was born at night, but not last night, for Pam Bondi? Remember we kept saying that? Because there's a lot missing to the story. And I even mentioned, you know, I used to tell my stepsons, I'm like, if you're going to tell me a lie, at least make it good. Right. Don't give me this half hearted lie. That's clearly a lie. Like, make it good. Like, do I not deserve the respect of a good lie? You know, you had all day to think about this. This is what you came up with. You had no respect around here. No, my stepsons are great. But I mentioned this with Pam Bondi because I said her lies were just terrible lies. They didn't add up. She said that the files she had at our desk made her sick to her stomach when she read them. And now she's saying, oh, now we've got all the files, and now we're combing through them, and And she had put all these things in these binders that she gave to these conservative influencers as they were at the White House for a totally separate reason. Now, it was D.C. Drano, Scott Pressler. You had Savannah there from Breitbart. I mean, Liz Wheely. She used to be One American News. Now she has her own podcast. These are big-name influencers, like, you know, online, right? The conservative influencers. They're big-name people with a lot of credibility and a lot of integrity. And a lot of people respect them and what they, you know, when they have breaking news. So they were there for something totally separate as they're coming, you know, we're approaching the midterms. Apparently, you know, Trump's administration, they want to do even more when it comes to social media, just so you guys know. That's why they were there. And so as they were leaving that meeting, DC Drano, he posted a video on X and he said that's when they were approached by Pam Bondi. And she and her staff started handing out these binders that had written on the front of them Epstein files classified information. So they give him the binders. DC Drano says, well, we didn't open them right then and there. Not only was the meeting coming to a close at that point, but he thought it would be rude to kind of just start reading and thumbing through it while she was speaking to them. So they didn't even have a chance to open the binders to see that it was just old call logs, right? So they take the binders with them. They get outside of the West Wing. And there's all these cameras and all this press because, remember, the UK Prime Minister was there and he was walking in the front door as they were walking out of the side door, right? So as they're walking out the side door, they hold up the binders in excitement to the press saying, yeah, we got the files. The Epstein files are dropping today, yeah, you know? And they thought they had the exclusive look on it. Now, of course, I said, you know, the fact that they were celebrating like that was very strange because from my understanding, whatever happens to be in these files, it's going to detail crimes against, you know, over 250 young minors. And, it all happened, you know, on Epstein Island and, you know, these grown men that are absolutely creeps and disgusting. So I don't know if this would be a pose for the camera kind of moment, right? But it is what it is. That wasn't my biggest gripe of it all. Well, anyways, they finally get time to sit down and look in the binders, and then they started uploading it to, you know, different social media platforms, and then they realized that it was just the old flight logs and, you know, his phone book, Epstein's phone book. And so DC Drano was like, yeah, we were got in this. Because from our understanding, we had the first exclusive, and she was going to drop Epstein files that day. She then goes to the press and says, actually, I don't have anything to drop. After she gives him the binder. Well, I say all this to tell you, just in case you missed the front story there. It came out last night that Pam Bondi never told the Trump administration that she was going to hand out these binders. See, remember many of you called in and you texted in and you said you didn't believe her either? Well, you were on point. You hit the nail on the head, okay? She was lying. And she even told her staffers that put the binders together not to tell anybody within the administration that she was going to hand them out. Cash Patel apparently didn't even know about the binders until her staff was handing them to the influencers. So she did this as a distraction. She knew that she didn't have that information. She knew it when she printed up the binders and handed them out. She knew that the press was right outside the West Wing door. She knew the influencers were going to go outside and say, yes, with Epstein files here, we got it. She knew. And she did it. Look, say what you want about Pam Bondi. If you think she's going to drop these files, you know, that's one out of two of us, okay? But on top of this, the way she treated this entire situation, I believe we might need to look for a different AG because the people she used in all this, the pawns in this, the conservative influencers, there's about 20 of them, they are some of our biggest accounts on social media, whether it's TikTok, X, Instagram, you know, you have it. She now has them all in a position, if you read their comment section like I do, she now has them all in this position where people can't trust them. The White House had them there because they're trusted by their followers. They're trusted individuals on social media. She just screwed that up for many of them. Now, I'm glad that they're talking about what happened that day so people can understand that they weren't part of this plot. But the fact that she did this knowing what was going down, I personally don't trust her at all. I'm glad that Bruce Elliott and others want to give her, you know, solid time to shake out and some grace. I'm not one of those people. I'm not one of these people. And I'm glad that she finally admitted that she did not get permission to give out the binders. And from the source online, they're saying that President Trump is not happy that she did it. And now there's a little bit of tension in the White House. And there should be. There should be. All right, when we get back, we're going to talk about Stephen A. Smith on The View. We're also going to talk about Andrew Tate. And then, of course, I do want to mention more when it comes to Canada's response to the tariffs. All that and more when we get back.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee. Ooh.
Up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messenthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years.
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo.
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five.
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Vacation starts with VA. One thing you'll love about your trip to Virginia is that you'll never have to settle for one thing. All that you love is all in one trip. Start yours at virginia.org.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right. I also wanted to mention, you know, if you missed it yesterday, we had Sir Michael Singleton on the show. And Sir Michael, as he mentioned yesterday, he goes on CNN every day, usually with Jake Tapper. And he always does a great job. And I don't say that just because he's my friend. He really does do a great job. But when we were talking to him about what President Trump would possibly discuss in his address last night, you know, he did mention bringing back manufacturing. He did mention NAFTA. And he mentioned all these things. Well, I just wanted to play this clip for you because he did. He went on CNN with Jake Tapper after he got off our show. And he said some of the same things there with Jake. Because I do believe, you know, that Sir Michael is absolutely correct in this. When you're talking about bringing these manufacturing jobs back to the States, I mean, it's a different ballgame. It's a different ballgame. And I know some people are looking for the economy. You're looking for things to thrive here. And, of course, some people are not happy about the tariffs. But I think, honestly, that is why we're really pushing with the tariffs, because I do believe it's going to force a lot of these corporations to bring jobs home. But again, take a listen to Sir Michael Singleton on CNN with Jake Tapper.
You saw TSMC, the chip manufacturer, saying they're going to invest $100 billion into the United States for research and development. That's going to be new jobs in Texas across the U.S. Toyota just announced that they're moving manufacturing out of Mexico to Indiana. That's going to be thousands of jobs for Americans. UAW just made an announcement today saying, yes, finally an end to NAFTA, which promised to uplift all boats. It actually destroyed quite a bit of the middle class. You may disagree, Paul, but the facts speak for themselves.
Well, maybe he disagrees.
So the point is, yes, there's going to be a temporary pinch. But as a lot of these companies and manufacturers look for a workaround, a part of that workaround, Jake, will be the realization that we have to move manufacturing to America, to hire Americans, to rebuild the middle class that is frankly almost non-existent today.
And he's right about that. Again, that's what he said on the show yesterday. He was sitting there next to a Democrat because he goes on a debate, right? Which was so fun. I tell him, I say, you have a really fun job. Like, a lot of times I'm preaching to the choir. And a lot of times, you know, people that weigh in, of course, we're all on the same side of things. I said, but it must be so fun to go to work every day and have to debate every single day. and just used facts and, you know, and articulated the way that he does. And he said, yes, he said, but, you know, it's tough, too, because, you know, God forbid I get one of these facts wrong. Because he says, then I don't hear it. Yeah, I won't hear the end of it. He said, I got to be right 100% of the time. And I say, yeah, that's not fun either, I guess. I said, you know what? It's funny because we base what we talk about in fact, but a lot of this is my opinion, right? I'm an opinion host where he gives somewhat of his opinion, but a lot of what he has to give is facts. So, you know, hats off to him. I know he was joking yesterday. He was like, man, you were on there for 3 hours. To me, you know, it's much easier to give your opinion for 3 hours. And of course, many of you that call in and you text to the show, you make it a lot better as well. Real quick, when it comes to Canada and imposing these tariffs, I just want to read, in case you missed it, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau described the tariffs as a very dumb thing to do. And of course, he hit us back with 25% tariffs on which is $20.7 billion worth of U.S. imports, which includes orange juice, pita butter. Sad about that. I love pita butter. But you know what? I can get pita butter here in the States. Wine, spirits, beer, coffee, appliances, and motorcycles. And I thought it was an interesting list because, you know, it's again, it's $20.7 billion, which if you're looking at the grand scheme of things, is that really that much money? Eh, it's something. Not a ton. Especially when you're thinking about those that have come forward, whether it's, you know, Taiwan and other countries that have already said that they're going to invest lots of money in the U.S. now that Trump's in office. And so we're not, you know, I know some people are like, we're going to feel some of these tariffs from Canada. Not really. Not a ton. Not a ton. I've got more eyes on Mexico and China at this point. But that was the list that was given. That was a top list from NBC News. Orange juice, peanut butter, wine, spirits in general, beer, coffee, appliances, and motorcycles. Harley Davidson's, they're not made in Canada, are they, Brian, the producer? No, you don't know. All right. Did you know I worked at Harley Davidson when I was in high school? I did. I worked at Harley Davidson in high school, and I worked in the motor clothes department. And so I got to wear motor, like the biker boots with like the metal in the top. I know my mom was probably like, oh, will this tomboy phase ever end? I dressed like a boy for so long. Well, anyways, like I said, Canada, nice try. But we don't really care. We don't care. No, we don't. But you know what I do care about? I care when people like Stephen A. Smith go on to The View and actually bring facts and speak with such authority to people like Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg. I am so sick. They're constantly, the nagging and the heckling and the badgering. And you know, they think that they're so right. They're elitist attitude. I hate it. And meanwhile, they have so many clips that go viral online because a lot of people like hate watch them. Well, anyway, Stephen A. Smith, he was on a panel yesterday. And now, of course, there's clips going viral because he didn't hold back. Like I said, he laid down the hammer. So coming up next, I got some audio here for you. You're going to like this. It's a treat. So grab a snack, come back, and just enjoy. And if you're driving, please drive carefully. We'll talk about all that more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump makes a triumphant return to Capitol Hill, addressing a joint session of Congress last night. Referring to the attempts on his life, the president says, "I was saved by God to make America great again." Mr. Trump believes prospects for an end to the war in Ukraine have improved now that both sides indicate a desire for peace talks. And Mr. Trump is defending his embrace of tariffs, acknowledging some short-term pain that he says will lead to long-term gain. Some Democrats couldn't contain themselves during the speech. One of them jumped up, screaming and waving a walking stick in the air, refusing to sit down, had to be removed from the chamber by the sergeant at arms. Vice President Vance planning a visit to the southern border today, highlighting Trump administration policies that have led to dramatically fewer illegal border crossings. On Wall Street, the Dow down. 18 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age? It's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, WCBM listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, to speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or visit res-q.com and enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. This exclusive deal won't last long. Go to res-q.com now and use the code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY to grab Rescue Orasine with buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Former Oriole ace Corbin Burnes on MLB TV yesterday on his decision to sign with the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Kind of the stage of life that me and my wife are at with three young kids. You know, we wanted somewhere that we could be together as much as we can. I could help out and be a dad a little bit more than I was the last couple years. And when these guys were kind of reached out and there was mutual interest to join a team that was in the World Series a couple years ago with the good young core they had, it just kind of checked all the boxes and everything lined up perfectly.
And then, of course, there's the state tax situation to consider. Burnes signed a six-year, $210 million deal with the D-backs. The state of Arizona has a 2.5% flat state tax rate, meaning that even if all of Burnes' income was taxed, it would cost him just over $5 million. In Maryland, it would cost him closer to $20 million. Maryland in Ann Arbor tonight, taking on the maize and blue of the Michigan Wolverines as the career of Baltimore's Julian Reese winds down in College Park. Kevin Willard says the young man is special.
I really believe one day Julian's number will be hanging from the rafters because an era where kids showed no loyalty, kids get up and go anytime they want, money, this and that. This young man didn't transfer when I first got the job when he was a freshman going into his sophomore year. He believed in what our plan was for him and then stayed the course and had been true to the University of Maryland as any player probably ever has.
Local college basketball, Towson University head coach Pat Scarry was named a finalist for the 2025 U-Durham Award. The award honors the top mid-major head coach in college basketball. The Tigers have moved up to number 15 in the latest Insider Men's mid-major poll. Coming up in 30 minutes, Jackson Holiday feeling groovy. And that is Stein on Sports.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Spring showers and spring thunderstorms. That's what we have today ahead of the cold front that is gradually making its way eastward. Some of those thunderstorms with gusty winds and heavy rain, a breezy day as well, 62 the high. Scattered showers tonight, then tomorrow's dry, noticeably cooler, 52. Friday, sunny, warming up, 58 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back in the Miller's yard, who now use TruGreen.
Their lawn started looking like a golf course, and PGA Tour Golf has made it their favorite stop.
Get a PGA Tour quality lawn for as little as a dollar a day at TrueGreen.com. Exclusions apply. See TrueGreen.com for details.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or are not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where they offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right, let's have a little fun. I know we were talking about some serious issues, right? Trump's address. Juvenile crime. Let's go head over to The View. Now, of course, many of us watch so you don't have to, but I get to go through and cherry pick some of these great clips that come from The View. And I have two of them here for you today. That is because Stephen A. Smith, who is a podcaster, he's also a sports, is he a sports reporter? He's more like an opinion sports guy, right? Yeah, Brian the producer said, yeah, he's not an actual journalist, but he was on ESPN, and you got to make differentiate between them, because some people, you know, they'll say, Kim, you're a journalist, you should no, I'm not a journalist. No, sorry, don't give me that title. I'm not a journalist, I'm an opinion host. There is a huge difference. Journalists, they're supposed to just bring you the facts without their opinion. And that's how you know that many people on CNN, MSNBC, they're not actually journalists, right? Whereas, and I'll put Fox News and other places, you know, other so-called journalists in on that too. Because they do it on the right side too. It's not just on the left. But if you're just an opinion host, or an opinion commentator, then it's different. Then you can interject with your opinion. But Stephen A. Smith is more of an opinion host. And so he has this podcast. And even right before the election in November, Stephen A. Smith, you could kind of see that he was starting to lean towards MAGA. And I think I told you guys, I was like, all right, first Mayor Eric Adams in New York, he's going to go MAGA first. And then you're going to see Stephen A. Smith go MAGA. Now, he's not MAGA yet. Okay. Now, I will also say there's a Sanctuary City Mayors Committee happening on Capitol Hill right now. So they're grilling some of these mayors. And actually, Mayor Eric Adams was there today. And it looks like he just stepped down, but he was speaking to the committee there in Congress and basically outlining how being a sanctuary city has been a nightmare, considering the open borders during the Biden administration. And we'll talk about that tomorrow, of course. But more on MAGA, right? Okay, so Stephen A. Smith, he goes on The View and he decides, you know what? I'm just going to give it to them like I give it to people on my podcast. He keeps it real. I do respect that about Stephen. I don't agree with all of his opinions. He says some things about Trump where I'm just kind of like, where did you even get this from? Right? But again, he's an opinion host. It doesn't have to be fact. It's just his opinion. So, you know, you listen and you're just like, dude, what? I feel that way sometimes. But as he was sitting there on The View, they were kind of questioning him about him supporting President Trump. And he has made it very clear that he is not a Trump supporter. He has made it very clear that he believes Democrats have gone off the deep end. This is the same thing you'll hear from Elon Musk or Jeff Dye, the comedian. They all say the same thing. They were like, look, you know, I thought I was a Democrat until Democrats just went way far left that I couldn't hold on. And we even played some of the audio from Chicago where the, was it the Ethiopian community? I think so. They said the left left us. You guys remember that audio clip? The left left us. And I think that's a great way to describe it. And I know many Democrats, I have friends that are Democrats that say the same thing. They're like, look, you know, when they went through, you know, putting biological male and female sports and all these things, they were like, you know, none of that made any sense. You know, there was a time where they couldn't define the word woman. And so they were like, I couldn't support that. Well, that's what happened to Stephen A. Smith. All right. So first and foremost, I have his conversation here with Joy Behar. And Joy does this thing, she does it often, she does this thing where she tries to really grill you. You know what, I should find the audio clip of me and her, just so I can just so you guys can hear how she does this. But she does this thing where she just goes on this tangent, and she tries to almost like force you to get you to change your mind. But many of us don't do it, but take a listen.
He's been going around with his cronies touting his so-called landslide and blowout win. But he won the popular vote by 1.5%, mm-hmm. one of the smallest ever, mm-hmm. and he won the general election by less than 50%. So what kind of mandate is this really?
Well, it is a mandate, and I'm going to explain why. And I don't mind the question, but let me be very clear. I'm no supporter of Trump. I'm a supporter of truth and the facts. And here's the facts. The man won every swing state. He increased in terms of his voter turnout in his favor from the standpoint of blacks, Latinos, and young voters. He increased his numbers in that regard from 2020. 89% of the counties shifted to the right. That's a mandate. We can sit up there and play around all we want to. In 2020, Trump didn't win the popular vote. He didn't win the Electoral College vote. A matter of fact, the Republicans hadn't won the popular vote, if I remember correctly, since 2004. Yeah. But they did this year. So 20 years after they last won the popular vote, they won the popular vote. They won the Electoral College vote. The man won every swing state. And on top of it, 89% of the counties shifted gears. I don't understand how people can look at that and say, there's no mandate. There's a mandate.
Well, it's a different definition of a mandate, I guess.
But the problem is that if you're the Democratic Party and you lost 49.8% to 48.3% and you're looking at that 1.5% dip, that's an excuse for you to say, what we did really wasn't that bad.
Well, some people didn't
we should
show
continue
up.
To do that. Find a new strategy.
And there you have it. Stephen A. Smith basically explaining to the ladies, look, this isn't working. And what you're doing here, even on the show, isn't working. And they sit there like they are just completely dumbfounded. And if you heard Sunny in the background, she was like, well, some people didn't vote. They still don't get it. They don't get it. They don't get that people are not buying it, okay? Look, and I say this almost every week at this point. You can appreciate the LGBTQ or TQ community, whatever. You can appreciate those that are gay, lesbian, bi, whatever have you. But when it comes to transitioning and expecting taxpayers to pay for gender reaffirming care, you want taxpayers to sit around and pay for transitioning of children? Like, when you do all of this kind of stuff, no way! No way! And there's still enough Democrats today that have grown up in the church that are still in office that would never side with any of these things. And this is why, you know what, the Congressman Kwesi Enfume and others. Kwesi Enfume, he's a joke, and we talked about him before. We're not going to go into all of that again. But if you go back and listen to some of the things he said in the past, which I had to do as I was running in 2020, because, of course, we had to do our research on him. But some of the things that he said in the past is, like, he was all for a two-party system, which is baloney, because he's fine with a one-party mob rule, obviously. But he also talked, you know, because there was a time where Barack Obama and other Democrats, they were against gay marriage. They were against all of this, you know, LGBTQ community, type rhetoric. And so was it Fume. Like, they were all on video and tape saying as such. And now, because they want to, you know, keep up with the Joneses in their party and be these so-called progressives, now it's, oh, we got to make sure they get this gender reaffirming care. And Fume, not even 20 years ago, would have never said such a thing. Now, some people could say, all right, Kim, well, he grew. Grew where? That isn't growth. That's a disease. There's something wrong there, okay? Transitioning children, thinking that taxpayers should pay for it? There's something wrong with you. But it's just, you know, this is what they do because they think that's what their base wants to hear, right? All inclusive, diversity, equity, inclusion. And, you know, that's what they got to give in to that. But I love the fact that Stephen A. Smith kept it real. Now, I will say, as these clips went viral, I was paying attention to those that were sharing them and commenting, and there were many people in the Democrat Party that said, thank you, Stephen A. Smith, for saying this to these women, because they seemed to not get it. Now, Whoopi Goldberg was also on the panel yesterday, and as she sat there, she made a shocking admission. Meanwhile, you know, Whoopi, it's like not all the marbles are there. So she admits to these things sometimes. She says these things out loud, but it doesn't dawn on her even in the moment. Like, you ever say something and then you're like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. And like, you could see like your facial expression might change, or you're like, oh, you try to come back and cover it up a little bit and, you know, twist it up a little bit so it doesn't sound so bad, or even try to apologize. Not Whoopi Goldberg. It doesn't hit her in the moment. That's how I know that she's not, you know, the sharpest knife in the drawer because it doesn't hit her. Well, anyways, she's sitting there talking about talking points and messaging from the Democrat Party, which is, you know, basically the DNC. And Stephen A. Smith was saying, you know, the messaging's got to change. It's got to change. And he said it's not working. And Whoopi, you know what? Just take a listen.
It's not about him winning. It was an indictment against the Democratic Party and what the Democratic Party was offering to American citizens. We might sit up there and talk about, hey, you should be a party for the working class, which the Democratic Party was once known for. They're not known for that right now. Why? Because their message was catering towards others and towards other issues. And they forgot about the people that brought them there that elevated the Democratic Party to what it was over these last few decades. That's why they lost. He didn't win.
Well,
the Democrats
lost. Let's remind people what those issues were.
Sure.
Let's remind people what those issues were.
We can do that.
Were. Making sure that families had what they need, mm-hmm. SNAP, making sure stuff is there, mm-hmm. making sure that the America that we all grew up in, where you could come and be whoever you were supposed mm-hmm. to be or want to be, mm-hmm. you still have that right. All these things are the things that the Democrats have always said. But okay. now we have a guy mm-hmm. who's in who says, yeah, you know, I'm going to bring down the price of eggs, but mm-hmm. first I'm going to cut all these jobs, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to see why they need to be cut. I'm just going to cut them. Because I'm going to put people in. Well, that's what he's doing. He's he's doing all
and
stuff.
Alienate all our friends around the world.
Yes, dear.
But you're
yes,
talking
dear.
About what he's doing. Mm-hmm. But before you brought that up, you brought up the message that the Democratic Party was disseminating. I'm challenging you on that. That is not what they were doing. I'm not talking
I
about
was
the
here.
Intent.
We did it.
I was here, too. I was alive and breathing right here on the air talking to everybody else.
And she said right then and there, Whoopi Goldberg, and we did it. We did it. Yes, you did. Yeah, the DNC sends out talking points, and basically Whoopi admitted that the women on The View carried the water for the DNC, and they are the ones that also, you know, took part in getting the message out there for Kamala and the Democrat Party. They are those that pushed the propaganda. Now, we knew that to be true, but that she just confirmed. She confirmed that they did absolutely that. They took the messaging that the DNC sent out, and this is what they do. Now, I will say the RNC, and I think I told you guys this before, when I was going on Fox News in the past, they did send out talking points for everybody to be on the same page. You can either use them or not use them, but just so you know, both parties do send out talking points. What you don't expect to hear or see is you don't expect Whoopi Goldberg, a panelist on The View, using the same talking points from the DNC. Those talking points are usually for commentators. So like a Sir Michael Singleton, he might receive talking points from the RNC that they want him to use on CNN. And then Sir Michael has to decide whether or not he wants to have the same, you know, message as the RNC. I can tell you now, knowing Sir Michael, he usually does not, which is why I think he stands out. Because he thinks that the RNC message is just too dry. And I agree. You know, when I used to receive the messaging, it was from Ronna McDaniel. And it just came across as if you were AI or something, or some kind of robot. The things they wanted you to say, and it was like, what? Who would even say this? And who would even understand this? Like, the average voter isn't getting into the weeds. Like, you know, I had to hit unsubscribe on the emails. It was... I was like, I can't say any of this. This is stupid. It's ridiculous. And that was from the RNC. Well, anyways, Whoopi Goldberg admitted it. And I'm sure many of you already thought it. But there you have the admission. And like I said, Whoopi says it. And then she continues on with the conversation. Never dawns on her that she just told the entire country that they've been using DNC talking points. Never dawned on her. They went to the commercial break. The expression on her face never changed. She sat there like, I can't believe he's acting like we didn't use those talking points. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. But Stephen was trying to explain to them that the messaging was all off and caring about the 2% of the world is just not effective. And it's not going to get you the majority of the votes. And I think that's what it came down to. I think, what is it, 2 or 3%? You know what? It might be less than that transition. Well, anyways, you're not going to get anywhere if you're talking about how important it is to pay for gender-affirming care. Not going to get anywhere. People don't want to do it. We can barely put groceries on the table. You want me to pay for somebody's plastic surgery? I want plastic surgery, damn it. You know? It's like, you know what? I'll pay for my own surgery, thank you very much, but I can't afford it. So I look the same every day. This is me. This is me. This is my face. if I could do all the work that Kim Kardashian has done... Oh, my gosh, I'd be at the doctor every day. but I can't afford it. I don't have Kim Kardashian money. I got a text here from Alex. Alex from Baltimore, but not the guy that called earlier. Hey, Alex. Alex says, I watched the whole thing with Stephen A. Smith and his appearance, and I liked it for the most part. He did let them browbeat him into agreeing with lockstep, and I thought he gave them a decent dose of reality. However, him insinuating white men do not revere their mothers or respect women, why insinuating all black men do without exception rub me the wrong way. It was more of the ridiculous, racially charged rhetoric Democrats have been leaning on for a decade now. Unless I somehow heard that part wrong, I think he'll have to clean that up before he's taken seriously. Well, Alex, thank you for sending that. Like I said, I didn't watch the episode. I just watched the clips that went viral. I have not seen a clip where he said that, but that doesn't mean it's not out there. And you're right. Stephen A. Smith does say a lot of things that are racially charged. And as he noted, even in the first clip that we played, he's like, I'm not a Trump supporter. Like, it's a bad thing. Right. And so, yes, there was something that he said during the election cycle that people in the black community didn't like. And so they started calling him like an Uncle Tom and a traitor and all that stuff. And you could tell that it really bothered him. Whereas, you know, for me, I don't care. You could call me a name all day long. The names that I get called are some of them are shocking. Some of them are very accurate, too. They really are. I had somebody say one time I was shaped like a capital P, you know, like big in the chest, no behind. I said, you know what? That's accurate. That's valid. A capital P. Yeah. I said, that's actually valid. No, a B. Oh, I got a gut. Thank you, Brian. Some of the comments, I'm like, wow, this is so accurate. And then I hit LOL. And they probably think that I'm being rude, but I'm not. Like, your rude comment was actually pretty funny. Pretty funny. Well, anyways, you know, so Steven, he does crack under some pressure sometimes. Sometimes. All right, coming up next, of course, we're coming towards the end of the show, but don't go anywhere because you got Rob Carson at 12 o'clock. But I just want to give you a little update on Andrew Tate. I know we were talking about the Tate brothers earlier this week and last week as they made their way to Florida from Romania, but I just wanted to give you a quick update.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The Rob Carson Show.
Every aspect of your life creates CO2. If you say it's a pollutant, then they can regulate everything, including what you cook on, what you drive, what you live in, what kind of bulbs you use. It's been a joke from the beginning. And every year, the storms are going to get worse, and they fly in their private jets, spewing out more carbon dioxide without any feeling at all because they know it's bullcrap. It's meant to control you, tax you, and inspire fear.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, very odd story in conservative circles these days. And as our caller Alex pointed out, which I appreciate that, Alex, he says, Kim, I know you're not a conservative, you're a Republican. And I appreciate you saying that because, you know, it's funny because these conservative influencers or conservative podcasters, sometimes they're labeled conservative because a lot of their base, like their audience, you know, they are conservatives. And I've noticed this with like Valuetainment, Patrick Bet-David and those guys. They had Andrew Tate on the podcast the other day, and Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate, these are these two brothers that are, you know, seemingly running from the law in Romania because they had all these minors, and I played some of their audio, I think, was that on Friday or Monday? I can't remember. That was Monday. Okay. And in this audio clip, Andrew Tate, he's got a lot of videos out there where he kind of outlines how he was basically trafficking these girls, and that's what it came down to, and it was his words, not mine, right? It's his words. Well, anyways, a lot of people support him in the Republican Party, and even Patrick Bet-David, I think, kind of supports him, but he had him on his podcast, and a lot of people got mad at Patrick Bet-David because they're like, how dare you have this guy on your podcast? You're a conservative podcaster. And I was in the comments, and I was like, here's the problem. Again, You guys, there's many people that are labeling people conservatives that never said that they were conservative, okay? Just because they're, people are in the Republican Party doesn't mean they're conservative. And I think that's, you know, that's an issue that we've always wrestled with. And I think that's why it's so hard for us to be like, you know, big tent in a way. And not everybody wants to be big tent, I get it. But it is difficult because you have so many people saying, well, you know, we shouldn't accept so-and-so in the party because, you know, they don't do this and they don't do that and they should, you know, do this by the Bible and, you know, all this other stuff. Well, it's like, well, this is why we remain in the minority when it comes to Republican voters. You know, and it's like, you know, do you want to grow the party or you don't? You want to hold a Bible to their face and say, you got to follow this directly? Or do you want to win some of these elections and really try to conserve at least something? Anyways, a little food for thought there. But anyways, Andrew Tate, Tristan Tate, they're here from Romania. Ron DeSantis, the governor, he said that he was unhappy about it because they're in Florida. And just so you know, just yesterday, the attorney general in Florida posted this. He said, last week, I directed my office to work with our law enforcement partners to conduct a preliminary inquiry into Andrew and Tristan Tate. He says, based on thorough review of the evidence, I've directed the Office of Statewide Prosecution to execute search warrants and issue subpoenas and now active credible investigation into the Tate brothers. Again, if you see any of the videos that they have posted themselves online, you would think that what I'm thinking, and they are absolutely involved in human trafficking. That's how I see it. You can't cut it any other way. So keeping my eye on it. Remember, he's here from Romania. Some people thought that President Trump helped him get back here to the States. President Trump said in the Oval Office, he was asked 2 days ago, that he had no idea how Andrew Tate got here. He said, I don't know nothing about that. So thank goodness. And Byron Donalds, actually, he went on the news this morning and said he supports the investigation into Andrew Tate as well. So good. Good, good, good. We'll keep our eyes on that. Of course, we have lots to talk about tomorrow. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow